K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB. KC2PET.
There he is. Good morning, Sir Ross. We finally made it to Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, isn't it? That's hard to believe. After all that's been going on, it seems like it's been dragging forever. But yeah, it's Wednesday.
Taking Friday for today. But, yeah, it is only Wednesday. It definitely is dragging. Boy, I hope today is not going to turn out like yesterday. I was having a doozy of a day. And, some of the projects I was working on, they weren't going bad. They were just getting delayed. And I had to order parts, and some parts we didn't have inventory, so I had to put in PO recs for them. And, okay, so things are going to be delayed a couple days. Not a big deal. And then Tammy from HR brings my sweatshirt around. So first of all, they gave me a sweatshirt, and I tried it on, and it was a little snug. And look at the size, and oh, they gave me the wrong size from what I normally requested. My boss is like, oh yeah, we normally get the other size. So I went back to HR and mentioned it. Oh, did you have any more of these? Oh no, we don't have any more, but we're going to order some. We'll put you on the list. And again, that sweatshirt fit fine, but it was just a little snug. I get this new one. It's like a Winnie the Pooh shirt. It's not just, you know, the wrong size. It's unwearable. It's too short. And I don't know what to do, because it's just a free sweatshirt. I'm debating whether to just throw it out. Maybe see if Lynn will want it, but it's short. It's short, short, short. I don't get it. And then they think, okay, I'm going to leave, go home, normal time. I'm going to drop in a second. And I'm talking to Lynn, and I'm telling her, you know, about my day. And, you know, nothing major, but it'd be nice to just head on home. And then she was babysitting her great-nephew yesterday, so I'm like, okay, I'll listen to the radio on the way home. Get in the truck. The radio doesn't work in my truck. Spotify won't play. And the only way to get it to work is to shut it all down and reboot it. And, okay, I'm not going to do that while I'm driving home. So I wasn't able to listen to my tunes on the way home. Tried to Bluetooth from my phone. That didn't work either. Truck needed a full restart. Then, to top it off, and it's not even to top it off yet, I'm coming through the village yesterday, passing Tops, and traffic's congested as it is, and some pole flies up down the shoulder of the road, and it's already, the two lanes are already gone, and forces me into the oncoming traffic, so I didn't hit him, to cut in front of me, and then almost rear-end the person in front of me. I'm like, oh my bleeping goodness. Okay, this is it. I'm going to go in and lock the door. I come around Park Street. Emerson's a park, and I'm rolling up to the school. Some kid, actually there are two kids in the car, definitely high school kids. He just rolls right out of the high school parking lot and makes a left in front of me and misses my truck by feet. And I'm slamming on the brakes. I'm like, what the heck? Seriously, I got to go home and lock the door tonight. I hope today is not the same way. Sorry for taking so much time, but I needed to...
Well, that's quite the day. I thought I was having one of those days as well, as you know yesterday. Everybody was bugging me for everything. It's like, doesn't anybody else know the another name to help Tedros? You know, it was just everything coming at once yesterday. It was like that the whole day. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, there's nobody else knows anything around here. But that was that story. As far as the shirt, normally I wear, like, a large. They must come small, or at least they measure them small, because a large was too small on me. I needed an extra large, which very rarely I need one of those shirts. Normally a large fits me just fine. Don't get me wrong, they're nice shirts. They're comfortable, but I know Mark, he's probably 6'5". So he's tall, but they couldn't find a shirt for him either. He needs like a, He says he's like an extra large lawn because he's so tall. And that same thing. They didn't have anything, so they had a special order one for him. So I thought they had everybody's shirt measurements written down from the last time they gave us those sweatshirts. And obviously, I guess not, because everybody had to get different shirt sizes because the ones they had written down were wrong. So, yeah, and there's certain, I don't know, it seems like people don't seem to know how to drive either. In your case, every once in a while I get somebody like that. They just, you know, they don't know how to drive, I think.
I'd say next time they want to give me a shirt, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, hat, you know. Maybe I'll take a hat, but just give me, just put the money in my paycheck. It's not run very well. But okay, enough for me venting this morning. So how was the rest of your evening?
Oh, the rest of the evening is fine. Did some homework with Evelyn. That's always fun. She's learning so fast. I'm really happy with her. She's a good learner. And that was about it. I went and did some exercise just to blow off some steam from yesterday. So, yeah, that's enough for me too. Enough ranting. Let's see if Brad's in there. See if he got his. See if he tuned up his. What is it? Yaggies he's working on. See if he's got a 77-meter Yaggy going. You in there, Brad? KC2PET.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? The 70-centimeter Yagi project is on hold. I just don't have enough time right now. Now that the weather's turning nice to work on that. So, but I was looking at the 2-meter Yagi this morning, thinking I need to get out there and see if I can't make some contacts with that.
Yeah, see if you can hit some satellites with that. That'd be interesting if how that works. I'm assuming your phone will do it. Well, you can listen on a different band. I think that's a requirement, actually, to do some satellite work. I don't even know where to start with that. I guess you could maybe use your Yagi on your HT, just like beam it towards my house. I don't know if you want to talk on that more, and just to kind of give the antenna a little rugged use, see how it holds up. It should seem like it's well built, you know, just see to make sure it can still look good, you know, if there's some shaking around and stuff.
Yeah, the day that we were in the parking lot, I was able to reach your repeater pretty good, or your node. Hopefully I can do that, but today it's going to rain, and I'm like sugar, so I really don't want to be out in the rain because I'll melt.
Yep, I hear that. Toss it over to Travis, let him say good morning.
Oh, good morning there, Brad. I didn't know where to turn the topic. I know you were telling me the other day that you were not antenna building focus for a little bit. Well, it was nice out and makes absolute 100% sense. So my evening was focused around my 3D printer. I've got this multi-day print going, and I'm realizing that I should have I made some tweaks to the slicing software, but I should have made some more because it's really pooping a lot of purging filament, and I see that there's other techniques you can do to reduce that. So the next time I do one of these long prints like this, long multicolor prints, I'm going to reduce that. I did make a single color test run, which ran real fast. So it was only a couple hours, and Lynn started painting that. And so she wants to see how her painting skills compare to the all 3D printed with colored filaments compares. She's already saying how she's not liking how the the paint is laying on the layer lines of the filaments and showing through, and might need to do a couple coats to get it to where she wants it. But yeah, she's having fun.
That's nice that Lynn has, you can do, create something for Lynn to paint or to be creative with, because I think we all need that creative outlet, whatever that creativity is, whether it's working in wood or metal or working in electronics. I think we all need that creative outlet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, Travis. I think you can let Lynn know that she finds some joy in that too as well. I also think that's cool. What kind of paint are you using? It's kind of like a, like an acrylic or something, a paint on the plastic?
Just basic acrylic paints, nothing major. Thinking on it, I probably should have had her mix it with alcohol or acetone, maybe a light misting or brush with either of those. It'd have to be a real fine mist with the acetone or a brush with the alcohol, and that would sort of soften and smooth the layer lines, the plastic, without sanding. It helps a little bit, so long as you don't douse it and soften it and distort it. But yeah, you can definitely improve the finish a little bit by doing that. And I should have recommended that before she started, but she grabbed it and jumped right on, and well, it's kind of looking cool, but yeah, she wants it to be perfect, but we'll see. There's still a couple layers to go. In fact, she only, done like maybe a third of it. So, thinking of all your hobbies, Brad, I kind of know what Megan does. What does your wife do for fun in her spare time?
Mostly it would be her gardening and the house plants. That's what she takes care of. Other than going to visit the grandkids on a regular basis, I would say that's what she likes to do.
As far as Megan goes, she likes reading in her pastime. She's easily 50 chapter books reading. I forgot what author she likes, but yes. She's definitely into reading.
You've told me how she's been keeping that Nook book or whatever it is going for some time now. And I had just seen something in Google News, in the technology section, how they're going to phase out support for older Kindles. But if it's really old Kindles. Yeah, that's unfortunate, because some of those older devices still just work. They want to move forward, and I don't know if that means that they are going to come out with devices with newer features, and they don't want to support the old ones, or the software and firmware is not backwards compatible, or they're just looking to get you to buy the device again if you want to continue using their service. But there's a lot of competition out there. There's non-Amazon tethered devices out there that are going to give them a run for their money, that's for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that her Nook's not supported anymore. Luckily, she's got them all on there. They don't take too much space. They're only a couple kilobytes. But, it's getting dated, so... Yeah, I don't know, maybe I have to see, I've already given her a gift card for Mother's Day for Barnes & Noble, get her that. I don't know they still have those ink readers. I don't know if those are any good. And I haven't really done my research on those yet.
I'm not in the, to market. I was in the market to buy a new one, so it'll be a while before I do it. It'll probably have to be till they discontinue support for mine, but, again, mine works great. I've got a Paperwhite that I bought a couple years ago, and I definitely still like it. I've got 6:45, so I'll let you and Brad pick it back up, and I'll catch you on the inside there, Ross, and I'll talk to you soon there, Brad. This is KCPCB. Enjoy your day. 7-3.
73 is K2PCV. This is K2GDQ. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And Ross, yes, I guess the other hobby of Karen's is reading as well.
Yeah, and not to get off topic, I don't know if it's the same guy that has that huge, I don't know if you've ever seen that huge, I guess it's an HF antenna that's on top of his truck, looks like a helicopter blade. I see a Suburban just go by at three, and I'll get you correct, at three, I guess they're HF antennas, but they're huge. It's on a Suburban. And it almost looks like one of those, I don't know if you ever watched those YouTube videos. They're those Key Downer guys that do, and it's mostly popular down south. They run like thousands and upon thousands of watts. And that's supposed to do on TV, but they do. And it's a competition. Who is, you know, between two trucks? And they have all different TV, different antenna setups, different power amps in the truck. And it's a competition, and whoever's got the most, RF power. I guess it's kind of like a drag racing for TV radio.
Wow. I have seen some antennas, and I'm assuming they're HF antennas, on some of the trucks at when I go to the W2SO clubhouse on Thursday nights. I haven't seen any going down the road that I'm aware of. But wow, to have three of them, you know, the funny thing is about humans, we always like to have competitions. We're always, mine's better than yours, or I'm faster than yours, or I can shoot straighter than you, or whatever. It's funny how we do that.
Yeah, I have seen him in the parking lot across from, I think I forgot the name of the place. Not Scott's Aviation still sticks in there, but it's not Scott anymore. It's been the other company before. I can't think of their name. I drive by it every day. Can't think of it. But he's been sitting in that parking lot across from there. One of these days, I think I'm just going to take a short little jog over and ask him if he's running TV or is he actually running HF band for him.
Oh, yeah, that's that business right at the corner of, is it Walter something and Erie Street? Is it CPAR? Not CPAR. Yeah, maybe. I know which one you're talking about. Is he there every morning when you come through?
No, his truck is. He's more in the afternoon. I'm on my way home from work. Like I said, I got to, when I see him over there, I got to jump over and say, what you running? Yeah, just not to be mean or anything, just be curious. See if he's another hammer or if he just runs TV.
Yeah, I keep telling Karen that, because there's a house on the way, well, to and from our daughters, that has two antennas, two towers. One's definitely got a fourth beam, it might not be a Yagi, but it is definitely a beam antenna. And I feel like stopping by and asking what his call sign is and, asking about his antennas and stuff. Because he's got some really heavy-duty cable, looks like, coming out of the house into one of his towers. It looks pretty hefty.
Yeah, there's a guy actually not too far from me who's known. He's probably about half a mile away. He's got one of those crank-up towers, and he's got looks like he's got beam on top of that as well. One of these days, I don't see anybody outside, so, I hate to just walk up. If I see him, like, out mowing the grass, which I never have, it's, like I said, I don't see any activity outside the house, so, maybe he's using the radio all the time.
Yeah, this house that I've gone past, very rarely do I see anybody out, and I don't know if I would stop if Karen was with me. I think I would do it just if I was by myself. But, yeah, very rarely see anybody outside. At least, like I said, like mowing the lawn or doing something. You know, I might see him walking into the house. I think I've seen that, but I'm not going to just stop and shout. But Yeah, I'd like to, I should do is, I don't know if there's a way to look up, well, addresses in the ARRL website.
Yeah, I don't know if them, but definitely QRZ. Definitely should have it.
Yeah, I should be, I'll have to, yeah, because I've only searched by call sign in QRZ. I'll have to try that later. I see it's supposed to rain today, starting around 10 o'clock. Looks like I'll be inside doing stuff. So maybe I can spend a little time on the computer.
Yeah, it does look like one of those days, doesn't it? I don't think the sun's going to peek through at all today. It's a very cloudy day. There isn't a single spot where you can see blue. It's definitely cloudy. So, yeah, I was kind of, like I said, I just was kind of curious. I can't believe that. I could see, because he went down Sheldon. So he passed me at Sheldon. I was coming into work. And, yeah, he took that turn to go that way down to, like, Walton Winter. So I'm like, have to see who that is. I should have looked on and see if I could see. Sometimes, like Travis does, yeah, they have their call sign and their license plate. I didn't look at his plate, though, see if it had anything on it.
Yeah, when my son and girlfriend came home around the last weekend of March, and we went to a Sabres game, we were following a car down the road that had it was out of state license plate, and you know, I saw the antenna on the car, and I looked and I go, yeah, that looks like a ham antenna. And then I had a chance to see the license plate. At first I didn't click because it was not a state plate, and I read it more carefully and I go, oh yeah, he's a ham. And I said, if we pull into the both pull into the parking lot and we end up parking next to each other, I would introduce myself, but we didn't end up doing that.
Another one I got to find out, too, is I want to try to go to a ham fest this year. I keep putting them off. Work's got me so busy, I'm so exhausted. On the weekends, I do sleep in and find it hard to arise to that in the morning. Plus, my wife works on Saturday, so I would have to bring a kid with me, which I don't think she'd be up to getting up that early in the morning. I have to take it with me, but maybe one of these weekend, whenever the ham fest is, I have to find out when it is and try to make one of those this year.
That's funny you should mention ham fest. There's the Batavia Ham Fest on July 18th. It does say 6 a.m. So yeah, that is early. That's out in the Alexander Fireman's Grounds in Alexander. And then there's another one September 12th at the Transit Drive-In in Lockport. Again, vendors at 6 a.m., gates open to the public at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, I got to ask our fire chief, see if we can, we have a surplus of 77-meter radios, they're fire radios, but I can program them for on the fly to what frequency they want. I wonder if the chief would like to get rid of a couple of those since we have all new ones. I would keep a couple old ones around just for the fire police, but yeah, I probably have like 30 of them at my disposal to probably could get rid of them. Probably sell them cheap. I have to see if that's even an option, see if the chief wants to do that. But Brad, it's that time again. Get in there, so I'll say 73 to you, so KD2GDQ, this is KC2VT. You have a good day, Brad. Happy Google browsing, and I'll talk to you on Friday. Browse my Thursday. 73.
KC2VET, this is KE2GDQ. You have a great day, Ross. Have a good day tomorrow. 73 to you, and I will talk to you on Friday. We are clear of this channel for today.